thank you, Lord Jesus, that we come in here and, Lord, you put our hearts full of praise. Lord, thank you that you've put praise in our lips. Lord, let us not be ashamed. God, let us take instruction of those that love the Lord, those that stood in the truth, those that were not moved, those, praise God, that looked only upon the mercy, knowing, God, it wasn't of their strength, but it was by your might, saith the Lord. God, help us to quit being fearful, and Lord, just allow that great love to be shed abroad in our hearts this morning. God, to believe the word, that rich faith, that most holy set apart faith. God, that it would be set afire in your vessels' lives today because of love, because of your love, because of this all-consuming love, because of your all-powerful love. God, that we can do all things through Christ who loved us. Thank you. Let us receive it. Only you can open the heart to do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. 2 Chronicles. Go ahead and open there. Chapter 20. And then we'll move over to Acts chapter 16. So 2 Chronicles 20. Praise the Lord. Now we have here King Jehoshaphat is the king, and he is facing enemies, the Moabites, the children of Ammon. They're coming down again to fight, and not against flesh and blood. They're coming down to fight God. And if God be for you, who could be against you? And this was just a little people, and these were mighty, mighty kingdoms that were coming. But God. And in the 20th verse, here's how it went down. And they rose early in the morning, and they went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army to say, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambush against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Turn on over to Acts chapter 16. And here we have Paul and Silas. They'd been preaching the word of God. And you know what comes with that. There's going to be some suffering. And so these ones didn't want to hear that in this city. And they laid their hands on Paul and Silas. Again, they thought they were laying their hands on that. But man, I'll tell you what, they were touching God's anointed. And they laid their hands on them and they cast them into the depths of the prison. They put their feet in the stocks. And in Acts chapter 16, verse 25, something happened at midnight. Anything ever happened to you at midnight? I hope this happens to you at midnight. It's a scary time for most folks. But when you're praising the Lord, it's the most wondrous time, most beautiful time, most incredible time. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And they didn't only pray, they sang praises unto God. and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. That's what happens at midnight in your trial when you praise the Lord. Those doors get open, and all them bands are loosed. And then this is what can happen even in your home. Verse 27. And the keeper of the prison, waking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But here is what happened in verse 26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Praise the Lord. You begin to praise the Lord in your home, and everybody's bands just might be loosed. I'm so thankful to God I learned that. When things came against our home, and I saw it literally. I saw God do it literally in my mother as she would run through the house praising the Lord. Huh? I thank God that He taught me how to do that when things were really hurtful. Things that were so beyond painful in my life. And I can think of especially two or three. And they didn't go away right away. But I'll tell you what happened right away. The doors were opened. And the bonds fell off. Hallelujah. And it kept coming back. But I thank God that the praise only grew more joyous. More rejoicing. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it's evident. Sincere praise, praise God. Sincere praise. The praise of the heart. The praise in the Word of God. Is victory. Singers put in the front of the army. Come on now. Who would do that? God. Huh? See, you're preparing and you're going to figure out how you're going to combat this thing and going to fight against this thing and how you're going to do. Let me tell you something. He takes a young teenager and throws him out there and says, I'll tell you how you're going to do this, son. I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts, you giant. And let me tell you something, the prophets heard that. That's what they wrote about. Praise be to God, they knew it. You uncircumcised, dirty Philistine, who are you? He didn't just say that in his heart, he was shouting that. I'll tell you what, Israel might have been afraid at all that time, but I'll tell you who was starting to get knock-kneed real quick. And there was a giant, and his name was Goliath, and his head was flopping off just a few moments later. Huh? Don't be too dumb to know that stuff. You got to know this. You got to believe this. Praise be to God. There needs to be a praise. Hallelujah. And it'll deliver those chains from off you. Praise and singing in the night. The victory is in the praise. And I'll tell you what. I want every advantage that God will give me. And I do have every advantage because God has given me all things. When I go into battle. I want victory. And he continues to tell me, honey, I've given you all the victory. And he tells me, honey, the joy of the Lord is it. The joy of the Lord. You ever come in the power of the joy of the Lord in your life? Get the joy of the Lord in your home. And I'm confident that's why he gave us the abundance of the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters. The joy of the Lord. Those that are married and those that understand this. What? Truly, when you really, 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 really fell in love, was that not the most joyous moment as a man? That incredible joy, huh? Well, I'll tell you what, the moment, praise God, I fell in love with Jesus, there was even a joy unspeakable and a full of glory praise. It changed my life and it changed my heart. Praise God, my hands began to come up. I would begin to pray and tears would roll down my cheek. It wouldn't be like this anymore in kind of a murmuring. It was like this in a praise. Thanking him and praising him. Because of his love. Because of that power. Because of who he is to me. to me. And what I am, praise God, to him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, know how he loves us. That's why Paul said to know the love of Christ. Brothers and sisters, see, I don't want to just come. When the Holy Ghost hit me with that, I didn't want to come into church. And I appreciate that Baptist fisherman. He always told me, he said, now the difference between you and me is I praise the Lord sitting on my hands and you praise the Lord with your hands in the air. Well, I didn't want to come in here praising the Lord sitting on my hands anymore. And that isn't to work anything up. It isn't. But by the grace of God, there has to be a surrender. A surrender. And it goes all the way through the body. And the last thing it is this tongue. Oh yes, praise the Lord. That's when the Holy Ghost will hit you. Don't be afraid of that. That worship and praise and that, again, that delirious heart, that panting heart, that everybody's gone. See, you're gone in a sense. Only my brothers and sisters in the Lord are here. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? The presence of the Lord. It doesn't make me fearful. I sang time and time again. So many performances, I can't count them. So many hundreds and thousands of people that I sang to. There wasn't a moment I wasn't nervous. I've never come up here nervous. From the moment God called me, I've never been nervous to come up here before you. And I thank God for that. Because this is his work. Hallelujah. We've entered in. Hallelujah. Right into the throne room. And I believe that he gives me utterance. I just want to be a mouthpiece for his word and the effectual working power. Lord, the anointing upon your people, because it's your word that goes forth. I need the anointing. You need that anointing. We need that anointing. Praise be to God. And then we'll enter into something in those inner chambers with the Lord. We'll begin to receive things. Praise God. Yea, the deep things of the Lord by the Spirit. That it's not just things, again, that run off, it just go over. But know that it works effectually like last week because it's mixed with faith. Because you begin to see how much Jesus loves you. That it's your love. It's your lover. That it's his love to you. Praise God. That it is that personal. He deals with you like that. Amen? Amen. Amen. He saw you. He knows you. He knows the hair on your head. He knows your thought afar off. This is God. But he's an intimate God. He's so intimate, he gave you his son. He's so intimate, he gave you his son with a plan and a purpose. And all in that word, so intimate to have you to be his wife. If you'll take it, you'll enter into that in an individual sense. But yes, in the most precious rib portion body there could be. But that's for you. Amen. It's mine. It's mine. Praise be to God. Now, I talk about that, about, again, that wonderful Spirit's power. You'll begin to praise him. You'll begin to worship him. See, when love shed abroad begins to flow in our hearts, you can't contain it. You can't. It just bursts out. It comes forth. It transforms you. You don't think about you anymore and how you need to act. God begins to course through your veins. The love of Jesus, the word of God. There becomes a joy unspeakable and full of glory, praise. Thank you, Lord. I thank God that we come in here and we're not taught to just sit, you know, and go to sleep. And that's what happens. You sit and you go to sleep. Need to apply, listen. Let just be in tune. Hallelujah. Let that maestro just come in and all of his instruments in this wonderful groaning of praise to him. Now, there's a pattern here. Those that praised God, they received from God. They did. And they entered into it. See, I thank the Lord. He's so gracious. And I'll tell you this. Yes, and I know it even in my life. There were times I didn't praise him. And you know what happened? I still received from God. But I sure experienced so much more praising God when I received from God. Praising him at midnight. Praising him when everything was against me. Praising him when people said, oh, there's no hope for you. Praising him when it was just me and the enemy was there telling me how wicked I am. And yet, the praise turned on. And I began to praise the Lord and worship God. And oh, the ministering that just happened. How could you not praise the Lord right now? Don't duck your head. I know each and every one of you know what I'm talking about. Those things no one else knows but you and Jesus. And he moved in right at that moment. You began to praise the Lord. That's the grace of God that's with you. You want praise in your life, that's when you begin to praise him. And that's when transformation will happen. That's when the victories will come. It's not in some excitement that I try to build in myself. It's the excitement I get from the grace and the mercy of my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, praising him is one of the greatest evidences of our faith. You think about the praise that went forth and the praying that went forth in the upper room. They prayed. They sought the Lord. The Lord said, I'm going to do this. And they continued to pray and to praise him. And bang, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And you know what? It hasn't changed. Turn with me to Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Read this. Again, these ones seeking, tarrying to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And in Acts chapter 4, verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Did you see that series of events? Here we go. They prayed. They began to shake. And praise be to God, they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Anybody here filled with the Holy Ghost? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Do you remember that time being filled with the Holy Ghost? You prayed, didn't you? And then you began to praise him, didn't you? And then bang, the fire hit. And you began to praise him in another tongue. Amen. Thanking God for that. Thanking God for that boldness, brothers and sisters. You know, I prayed with people before that want to come in and, you know, pray for the Holy Ghost. I know God can do it. Anyway, I know people have been walking down the mall and the Lord hitting them and different things of that nature. I get that. But man, when you come in to receive the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you, you pray. You begin to praise him. Hallelujah. I've sat there with folks and we begin to pray and I'm praising the Lord and I haven't heard anything. Is the person still here? Where'd they go? And they're just sitting there and I love it because they're praying, but they're And I love to put my arms around him and say, now, come on, honey. You're going to get discouraged. Begin to praise him. It's not to work something or to tongue-tie or anything like that. But let me tell you something. The Lord's all loosened up for you. You need to get loosened up for Jesus. Amen. Get pliable. That's what that is. See, you just get hard and stiff. Come on now. Just to enter in there. Amen. Let it go. Praise God. You let him do it, and I'll tell you what, you will let it go. And it'll let go in you. Thanks be to God for that. Now, brothers and sisters, here it is. Listen to the word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're hearing that today. You hear that in the word of God. Praise the Lord. You know, there was virtually not one psalm written by David that you can't find the word praise in. Really? Rejoice, praise, praising. Even when he was down. But I'm going to praise the Lord. I love it. He just is so wonderful. And he learned that as a young man. You know, you got an enemy. You got a giant. You run at that giant praising the Lord. You don't run at him in fear. God's sending you out to battle. What are you going to do? Start singing. I love that. Like I said, a specific time with my mom. A trial that had been for years and years and years. God was ready to deliver that. Nancy, here's what's going to happen. You're going to run through the house praising God and speaking in another tongue. And that left my house. I remember my sister and I sitting in the family room and started hearing, what in the world is going on? Oh no, something's going on. It was hard to see, but sometimes it's hard to look at when God's moving in a fierce manner. You got something in your house? Time to praise the Lord. I told you about that. I knew the enemy. With my children, there was a moment where I knew, and God allowed the devil to tell me, I've got him. I've got him. My wife was hysterical. My sons were fearful. We were all there in that house, and it was close to midnight. Things I saw in my home that I'd never seen before. And I remember the only thing that quickened my heart when I heard that, I've got him now. It's time to praise the Lord. And you can ask my kids, and you can ask my mom, and you can ask my wife. Hallelujah. Very first thing I did, I said, we're going to get together. We're going to go right up on the landing here. We're going to pray. And I remember, and there was a fight. Well, why are we going to do that? Oh, I knew I wasn't talking to my children. I knew who was talking then. I said, we're going to pray. Well, we don't do that. Oh, yes, we're going to do that. And we started praying. And then it wasn't just praying. Oh, no, no. We're going to worship the Lord together. Well, you know, we're going to worship the Lord together. And there's times that it has to be laid down like that. And I'm going to tell you what happened. We worship the Lord together. And they're right out there right then. The enemy left the house, ran out of there. There wasn't any more room. There was an immediate deliverance. It was gone. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something. It's not going to be a one-time event. It's going to happen again and again and again. Because that's the most precious battle, is that faith. He wants to hear that praise. He wants to have that rejoicing and thankfulness. You think this was just a one-time event that he sent these guys out there and said, hey, I want you singing. Oh, wasn't that great, Father? Oh, that was good. Let's sit down for 1,000 years and watch this happen, huh? No, he wants that happen a moment by moment. There's victories to be had all the time. That's why Brother Paul said we continually praise the Lord. Continually praise. You continue in praise. Amen. Amen. And oftentimes, I'm telling you, you need to hear yourself praising God. Amen. And you know what? Other people need to hear you praising God. What's Dad doing in the home? I don't know. But you know what? Things are getting better because we're praising the Lord. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to the Word of God, brothers and sisters. I love this. I'm not going to skip over these things. Go over to Psalm 109, 30. Listen to what David, just encourage himself, encourage us. My precious brother, he's not ashamed. He's not ashamed of his failures. He's not ashamed of his kids. He's not ashamed of a wife. Come on. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. 109:30. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. The multitude. He didn't care where it was. When the Lord came upon him, he was going to praise the Lord. It wasn't to be obnoxious. He's in love. Let me show you a picture of my lover. Oh, come on, you know how that is. Oh, get that out of here, man. No, I'm in love. You got to see this. Right? Come on, come on. Don't get icy. All right, 146:2. Look what David said there. How beautiful. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. That's his life's purpose. I just want to praise the Lord. What are you about, huh? What am I about? I want to praise the Lord. We are so graced. It's so beautiful. I mean, don't you love to look at nature? I was looking at elk the other day. I was taking my dog out this morning, and I could see where the deer had gone through and just kind of knocked down the grass and things, and thinking about how beautiful it is and what God had made. But it can't even be compared with what you are to him. the vessels to the praise and the glory of His grace. I look at those eagles and those hawks and they soar. And I do. I love to fly and I just love to watch them. They're dancing. They're dancing in the air. Their little feathers moving so intricately. And whoo, down, up, sideways and all these things. But yet, I get to praise the Lord. I get to praise Him. I get to praise Him. Oh, I get to praise Him. Oh, I get to praise Him and to praise Him and to praise Him. Oh, I get to praise Him. I called my mama the other day. I said, oh, Mom, I'm seeing His hands today. I'm engraving in His hands. Oh, I delight like a, I'm like a 14-year-old girl, boy, I don't care what she is, but I fell in love. Oh, I fell in love. Oh, and it hit me. It hit me, and thanks be to God, it hasn't stopped. Oh, it's getting more and more and more and more. But see, I want to be a vessel. Let's wrap this up. I want to be a vessel that continues in this praise. And Lord, to be encouraged in it all the time. And I believe this gives you an encouragement of how this happens over here in Luke. Luke chapter 24. Now, how wonderful this is. This is Jesus getting ready to ascend to the right hand of the Father. Luke chapter 24, verse 49. And I beheld and send the promise of my Father unto you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem. House of bread, the peace upon peace. Get into that word of God. Until ye be endued with power from on high. And He led them out as far as to Bethany. There it is. And He lifted up His hands. Isn't that wonderful? He lifted up His hands. And He blessed them. And it came to pass while He blessed them. Isn't that wonderful with His hands blessing me? He parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped Him. And returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. See, those that saw that, those that saw Him, they saw that ascension. Not only did they worship Him that moment, but they went back exactly to where He said, what the word of the Lord told them. What the word of the Lord tells you. Amen. And they praised Him for it. And they blessed Him, hallelujah, for the blessing that they received because of the vision. Now, I've told folks this before. And you know what they say? Well, but brother, they saw it. Exactly. And you got a better vision. See, not only do we see the ascension, praise God, I see His coming. Do you see His coming? I mean, really, you got to see His coming. See, I love that it saw the ascension. That's exciting, wonderful. I got the Holy Ghost, but I tell you one thing that I see moment by moment by moment. He's coming, and I see Him coming for me. And I see Him right now at the right hand of the Father saying, oh, Father, can I go get Him? Oh, can I go get her? Praise God. That's yours. That's yours. That's mine. Praise the Lord. He's the lover of our soul. I'm so thankful. I know I've got the Godhead's my Father, my friend, my comforter. But, oh, my lover, the lover of my soul, the passionate one, praise be to God. Brothers and sisters, we have got that vision. We have got Paul's gospel vision. We have got First Trump rapture vision. How could we not praise the Lord? Amen. I do. I thank God for you. And thank God for Christ in you, the hope of glory, and that you know it. I go into certain meetings, and they know the word of God, and it's like crickets. I'm sad. Encourage people. Hallelujah. But it's not got to get caught up in your praise. It's His praise. Hallelujah. And it's praising Him. And I thank God. Thank the Lord. See, there's been a groaning going on. Most people say it was a groaning to get out of here. No. When's that pastor going to stop? Never know. But a groaning of Him. A groaning of that joy. That groaning, hallelujah, of a sincere heart of praise. That's what praise worship is. It's the fervent praise for the Word of God. It's not praise about emotion. You're praising Him for His Word, aren't you? That's what we've heard today. You're in tune with His Word. You're praising Him for the truth. You're praising Him for truth in love. You're praising Him, hallelujah, for Paul's gospel truth. That's the praise. That's the rejoicing. Thanks be to God. That's upper room praise. That's what that is. And see, there's noise in congregations today. And there is praise in a sense, and I will say that. But it's usually hand clapping. Come on. And it's singing till, my goodness, my feet hurt. Huh? The praise begins in a pew. It begins there. But the praise, true praise, the Word of God worship praise, comes down to an altar. And it continues in praise and worship. And that's it. Treasure that. Thank God for that. You bring people in here and they say, you know, I've never seen that. I might have been to this kind of church, that kind of church, or whatever it is. And it's not to, again, say, oh, we're so special. It's He's so special. And His Word has never changed. This isn't new. This is the Word of the Lord in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. This is what our brothers and sisters, praise be to God, as they believe the Lord, this is what they were given. They entered into that. I don't care what day and age it is. I don't care if we have cars in a few years that are flying around here. Jesus doesn't change. I don't care if they could cure a cancer and all these different things. Jesus is still the healer. He is still the great physician. It doesn't matter. There's going to be diseases without names. So remember that. They might find this or that because God allows it. There'll even be worse. And it will be. Does that scare you? Good. Because you need more love. Because perfect love casts out all fear. Amen? That's the praise and the worship. Praise the Lord. And that's the victory. Hallelujah. Go forth in that, brothers and sisters. And today, by the grace of God, we're going to have communion. And you come down here, praise Him for it. Thank Him in your hearts and rejoicing. But I would encourage, there you go, and here you come. Get down here and worship Him. Take time to praise Him. Wouldn't you want to have a heart like a David? Continuing throughout my days, if I have any being. Yeah, I know he didn't have TV. But I'll tell you what, there was a lot of stuff going on. But if I have any being, I just want to praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's pray. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Yes, yes. Jesus' name. Jesus.
Oh, beloved, the stars, the beautiful snowflakes are the workmanship of my hand. Oh, I love you. Oh. I will perfect that which concerns thee. When the enemy comes in as a flood, I have put a standard up against
you.
Fear not. Come to me.
Yes, yes.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for your beautiful Son. Lord, thank you for your rejoicing in your vessels. Thank you, Lord, that you again are the reason for it all. Our beautiful Jesus, we give you all the praise and all the glory in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.